You're listening to SBS News.
Horrifying images of Australia's catastrophic Black Summer bushfire season in 2019 and 2020 are still fresh in the minds of most Australians. A history of drought and mass bleaching events in the Great Barrier Reef indicate just how vulnerable the country is to the impacts of climate change. By the year 2100, annual deaths from extreme heat worldwide are predicted to surpass all coronavirus deaths recorded in 2020. That's according to a new report by non-profit organisation Climate Council. Lead author Professor Will Steffen says disasters in years to come will reflect years of climate inaction.
When you look at what's already locked in to the climate system from past inaction up to 2020, we will experience increasing temperatures, worsening extreme weather for at least a decade or two.
The cost of extreme weather in Australia has more than doubled since the 1970s and totaled $35 billion over the past decade. And the report's authors predict that annual damages from extreme weather could exceed $100 billion by 2038. A former United Nations official on disaster risk reduction, Dr. Robert Glasser, says the Climate Council report should prompt immediate government action.
Australians live in areas that are exposed to severe extreme cyclone risk and bushfire risk, similarly huge exposure. So our internal exposure to hazards is key. But also, we live in a region that is going to be disproportionately affected by climate change. Their problems, food insecurity, displaced populations, all of those things will lead to political instability that will very rapidly undermine our national security.
The council says the government isn't doing enough to reduce its carbon footprint. Professor Steffen says Australia must halve its emissions by 2030 and reach net zero emissions by 2040.
Our target of 26 to 28% emission reduction by 2030 is far, far too weak to make any difference to the climate system. We sit here proposing to keep coal going for another several decades, proposing to expand the gas industry. That's throwing our children under the bus. That's all it is. It's going to bring a disastrous result.
Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says Australia is following through with current targets.
Well, climate change is real, and that's why the Morrison government is focused on reducing Australia's carbon footprint. And based on current estimates, Australia will beat its 2030 targets by more than 400 million tonnes.
Professor Steffen says switching Australia's electricity system to a renewable system, investing in clean hydrogen and electrifying transport can be achieved in an economically efficient way in a COVID-19 recovery. He says a gas-led recovery proposed by the federal government is problematic. It comes as some national MPs call for new coal-fired power stations to be built in Australia. National Senator Matt Canavan says the proposed construction of a new coal plant in New South Wales's Hunter Valley will boost jobs in the area. But Mr. Frydenberg says currently no plans are in place.
We have no plans to build a new coal mine or a new coal-fired power station in Australia. These will be commercial decisions, and I've spoken to the Energy Minister, and as he's pointed out and as I'm pointing out now, getting those approvals for those new power stations would be a matter that would rest with the states.
Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack says a diverse mix of energy sources is needed for the country.
The energy needs of Australia need to come from a diverse and mixed range of sources. Coal provides jobs for tens of thousands of Australians. It provides tens of billions of dollars for our export industries, and it provides two-thirds of our energy needs. So coal is going to be a very important part of our energy mix going forward, and that's just a fact.
Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.